This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Renee Montaigne is away this week. President Obama has already committed more troops to the war in Afghanistan. Now his administration has begun the task of explaining what their job will be there. One explanation comes from Defense Secretary Robert Gates. He says the most worrisome part of that whole situation is actually Afghanistan's much bigger neighbor to the south. Pakistan faces trouble with insurgents. It faces pressure to do more about them. And Gates said this past weekend that Pakistan's government needs to be more forceful.
I think that the key here is our being able to cooperate with and enable the Pakistanis to be able to deal with this problem on their own sovereign territory. I believe they clearly now understand that what's going on up there in that border area is as big a risk to the stability of Pakistan as it is a problem for us in Afghanistan.
That's Defense Secretary Robert Gates speaking yesterday on Meet the Press.
Pakistan is often accused of failing to curb the Taliban along the border, even as Taliban influence spreads across Pakistan. Those allegations annoy Pakistan's military commanders. They say they've lost many hundreds of soldiers in the conflict with Islamist militants. And now, after a six-month offensive, the military says it has driven the Taliban out of one region in the tribal belt bordering Afghanistan. The region is called Bajor. It's an area from which foreign media are banned, but this weekend the Pakistani military flew some journalists there, including NPR's Philip Reeves.
On a country road, a long way from anywhere, soldiers from Pakistan's Frontier Corps strut and stamp. They're staging a celebration for the cameras, symbolically staking their government's claim to what was, just a couple of days ago, Taliban territory. A few yards away, gnarled, heavily bearded tribesmen stand in a greeting line. They've lined up to welcome some senior Pakistani military officers who've rolled into their village, bringing the media with them. The armed tribesmen hang garlands of silver tinsel and flowers around a general's neck. It all seems a little awkward. We're in a valley amid the mountains where some believe Osama bin Laden's hiding, a place not often accessible to the outside world. This is Bajor, at the north end of Pakistan's tribal belt, abutting Afghanistan. Last August, the Taliban overran Bajor, besieged its biggest town, and turned the area into a militant haven. The Pakistani military launched an offensive and sent in combat helicopters, heavy artillery, and fighter jets. Spokesman General Attar Abbas says the militants have now been driven out.
Clearance of this valley is a big success, and Bajor would affect all areas around, because Bajor had become virtually the center of all the militant activities.
Bajor's the smallest of Pakistan's seven tribal areas, or agencies as they're known. It covers 1,200 square kilometers, less land than Rhode Island. Abbas says Bajor had become a no-go area for the government.
Bajor became a most fearsome stronghold of the militants. They moved from South Waziristan and other areas, also from Afghanistan. Famous militant leader, Taliban leader, Qari Zaur Rahman moved here with his 1,000 fighters. And they had virtually captured all the areas of Bajor. And they were the one who were the most fierce fighter in this area. Now, in this valley, Mamun, this was the toughest nut to crack. This was infested with the militants.
Roughly 1 million people live in Bajor. More than 300,000 fled the fighting, mostly to the homes of relatives outside the tribal belt or to refugee camps. More than half of them have already come back. The rest will have a nasty shock on their return. That much becomes clear as we climb into vans and drive across the landscape with the Pakistan military. We pass through villages the military's recently regained using air and artillery strikes.
There's been a lot of damage here. Some of these buildings have been reduced simply to a mound of rubble. They're so badly damaged you can't tell what they ever were. Just mounds now of mud and concrete blocks.
There are signs, though, that normality is returning.
And you drive a few hundred yards on. There are women and men, and there are, in their smart blue uniforms, walking along the edge of the road, some school children.
Hello, check 1, 2, hello, 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 hello.
We gather inside a fort to meet the man in charge of Pakistan's frontier corps, General Tariq Khan. Pakistan's government's smarting from international criticism over a peace deal with the Taliban, who control most of nearby Swat Valley. Negotiations are still underway over the Swat deal, mediated by a radical cleric who's persuaded the authorities to enforce Islamic law in the area. General Khan won't comment on Swat, but he emphasizes he's made no deals in Bajor.
We have not done this at the goodwill of any militant. We have done no negotiations. We have not spoken to any militant. We have refused to negotiate with any militant.
The other day, the Taliban in Bajor announced a unilateral ceasefire. Khan ridicules this as a worthless offer, saying the Taliban's already been defeated.
It is just like some street vendor giving pardon to the Prime Minister. It means nothing. It's just a statement.
Although the general concedes that local militant leaders have probably escaped, he doesn't expect the militants to regroup.
They have lost. They have lost their cohesion out here.
Khan says this week power will be transferred to civilian officials in Bajor. He believes the same process will eventually happen in four other border areas where his forces are conducting operations.
I think somewhere by the end of the year or so, we would be over with military operations everywhere.
We travel to another of those areas, the Momand tribal agency south of Bajor.
I'm standing on top of a crest above a mountain road that winds through the tribal belt. The scenery is absolutely devastating. Brown mountains jutting up into a bright blue sky, and in the far distance, covered in snow. And below them, a beautiful, lush valley covered like a quilt with these bright green fields and low brown houses clustered together. Some of them look as if they've been almost moulded by hand out of the landscape.
The Pakistani military says it now controls most of Momand, though there are pockets of Taliban. It's eager to advertise this as another significant success. So eager, in fact, that it overlooks international humanitarian laws which ban humiliating prisoners. In the garden of a military fort, a man sits handcuffed to a plastic white chair, gazing dolefully from beneath a long, gingery beard. Colonel Saif Ullah introduces him to the media as a captured militant who's repented in the hope of receiving clemency.
He is an expert of making the suicide jackets and the suicide cars, which were used in number of occasions, and we have captured him.
The prisoner trots out his lines as the colonel watches on.
I am sorry, I am very much sorry, and I am ashamed at my acts, and I will not fight again, inshallah.
If the Pakistani military is right, and it has finally driven out the militants from the north end of the tribal belt, several big questions now face Pakistan's government. Will it be able to win over the loyalty of the population? That'll mean swiftly providing reconstruction and development. Will the militants return? General Tariq Khan, head of the Frontier Corps, acknowledges that winning on the battlefield is only half the answer.
There is no such thing as a military solution. It has to be a political solution. We have only created the environment. But I do feel this environment that we've created has a certain amount of permanence to it. And I think that Bajor is going to see peace.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.